we always talk about how sacks come in bunches and all that stuff. And as long as we stay together and keep rushing, don't get frustrated, that's when everything is seemed to come. And obviously, everybody, we had a plan going into the game. And each possession, we was just talking things out as far as what we were seeing. And I think this game, just kind of catapulted us to want to make sure we continue to keep doing what we were doing. That's going over each possession, what we looked at, what happened, how the rush go, how is this guy, what he's looking at, and all that type of stuff. So I think us working together collectively and not wavering during the season, even though the sack numbers haven't been high, I think it ended up happening for us this weekend.
So how much does discipline and unselfishness kind of play into that?
Oh, that's big, because I don't know if you've seen the one Connor got. It was kind of like a grab, it was like a now. And if you work together and you look at the film, we knew they like to do certain things. And I mean, I ain't gonna say nothing, because I don't want to give away too much, because if we do see them again, we want to use the same thing. But for them, they gave us a tip, and it held true to what we saw, and we just kept going after it.
What do you think those discipline things you're talking about weren't there in the previous weeks?
I mean, it's not like that wasn't there, but it's just, like we say, we were scrapping. If you looked at the film, man, on the previous games, it was like we was just one step late a lot of times. And that's pretty much, that's just football. But I think for us, we got there and we hit home. And the back end was, we was thankful for the back end. And then Coach Davis drew up a lot of three-man pressures, a lot of eight guys dropping back. They helped out a lot, too. And we hit home with the three-mans a couple of times, too.
What do you think, what kind of greeting we have for Sean this weekend?
We haven't gotten into it too crazy yet, so I don't really know. But I know that one thing we do know, that he does love to, cut back and, change direction of the field. So I just don't want to end up on nobody's highlight tape.
Practicing against them all those years helped you at all for this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of, when you think about some of the stuff we talked about as far as picking his brain, as far as what he's looking at, just know, I hope you don't remember some of the conversations we had, because I do.
On the day of the trade, what was your reaction?
Day of the trade, I mean, I was shocked, because, obviously McCoy had a great year that year, and it's just, you don't never see what the coaches see and what they talk about. You don't know the business part of it. I thought it was, it was just one of them things where you hate to see somebody go, but it's always next man up, who's going to be the guy, and that's it. I was just surprised. Just kind of surprised.
You've got a more mobile quarterback back there this week. What are you going to have to do to, wrap him up?
With us, we just got to not worry about it. I think when we start thinking about him using his legs, we kind of like not give ourselves credit, as far as we can run too. But I do know he is fast. I mean, I got to give it to him. I mean, he is fast. But for us, as long as we rally, he only got so many. He's inside of a box. Everybody's inside the white lines. And if he can get sideline to sideline faster than us, then, we're going to be in for a long day. But I think with him, he's really been trying to be a pocket passer now. But we do know that we got to stay in his face.
On Sunday, even when you guys weren't sacking for him, you guys hit him a lot. How much does that help you right now, bringing him down, but you're still getting a good hit on him?
With Brady, when you get to hitting him and stuff like that, because a lot of people don't get the chance to really, touch him too much, I think that's when he started worrying about the rush. And we did hit him a lot. I didn't know the count of how many, but
it was like 13 or something. It was a lot.
Man. So, yeah, I mean, I know he's feeling it just like we're feeling it right now. I just, one of them things where, you hit him because that's just a frustration level of, man, I'm tired of getting hit. Now he's trying to dodge the hits, and he's not really focused downfield. I think it kind of takes away his focus of him, focusing on the receivers downfield and more focus on the rush. So hitting him is always a good thing. If you don't get there, you just make sure you give him this shot so that he can think about it the next time.